Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan here with us in Studio 3 for our Irish Spring Friday News Quizzer, Brian O'Donovan. He, of course, is host of WGBH's A Celtic Sojourn. How are you there, Brian?
Great to be here.
Good to see you. And representing, let's call it Celtic Punk, is from Boston's best band ever, I would argue, Dropkick Murphys, Tim Brennan. He's their lead guitarist. He writes, he sings, he plays accordion. Tim, welcome to Boston Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell people who don't, because you guys are really famous. Everybody knows the Dropkick Murphys now. How'd this happen? How'd you get started in this band?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I started, the first tour that I did with them was a three-month summer tour, and I was selling their T-shirts. I was friends with a friend of mine. It's a long story, but the short version is a good friend of mine growing up was the guitar player for the band. I was going to Assumption at the time in Worcester. He lived in Worcester, so he and I would get together and play music, and he knew that I had the ability to play all these different Irish instruments and stuff. So one day he said, you know, I threw your name out to the guys, and do you want to come out on the tour and sell T-shirts, and maybe you can play a song or two? And I said, absolutely. And I went out, and over the course of 3 months, you know, it was one song, and then, you know, by the end of the summer, I was playing, you know, three or four songs.
So, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, and then shortly after that, I went back to school, and about a month or two in, I got a call from Ken Casey saying one of the guys had left, the guy that was playing all the Irish instruments, and they needed somebody full-time.
Terrific. And,
so yeah. If you had a choice right now, you can only choose one, Tim Brown. You either could be in retail or be in one of the most famous bands in the world. Which would you choose, Tim?
I'll stick with the music. Playing music, yeah.
I had a feeling. And by the way, speaking of sticking with the music, well, we're going to do a couple of questions in a couple of minutes. Tim is going to be kind enough to play a little bit for us.
Yeah, before we do get to those questions, Brian O'Donovan, obviously you are Irish.
Definitely, yeah.
So,
I can't hide it.
I usually say
I'm actually from Billerica, and I get this accent from a correspondence course.
So how did the Celtic Sojourn happen, besides your being an Irish guy?
Well, it was kind of a long story as well, but the short version is that I came back to graduate school here, went to Emerson College, when it was a very different Emerson College for my master's in the mid-80s, and broadcast on ERS, a program of Irish traditional music. And GBH called me a number of years later, and when GBH calls, as you guys
you take the call.
And asked me to come on and develop a similar program here, and I did. And Marjorie, that was 27 years ago.
Wow.
Who do you want to ask questions of, Marjorie? And I will do the other.
I can start with Tim.
Well, why don't you do that?
Right,
you start with Tim.
Ready, Tim?
Sure. As ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. Here's Jimmy Fallon's take on a big headline from the week.
But this isn't good. Ooh, yeah. Dozens of students were arrested after they smashed windows and broke streetlights while celebrating their team's win. Yep, people in haven't gotten that rowdy since J. Crew had a sale in Pocket Square.
Okay.
I remember that weekend. How tough.
Okay.
You did not want to be it.
Here's the question, Tim. What college do these rowdy students go to? Or another way to get a point is to name the state where this post-game celebratory destruction took place.
I can do both of those.
Great.
It's my home state of Connecticut, and it is the UConn Huskies.
Give the gentleman the points.
That is correct. So were you all excited this week with the UConn Huskies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Men and women? Yeah, that was great.
Another Irish guy, Conan O'Brien. He's a Brookline kid, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Brian, here's Conan O'Brien offering some news from the irony department.
In England, a movie theater had to cancel a showing of Noah due to a in the movie theater. Yeah. Either that or the 3D in that movie is really freaking good.
Here's the question. What happened, Brian, in the movie theater forcing them to cancel the screening of Noah? This is rather hard, actually. Do you have any idea?
I'm kind of, I didn't hear this news, but I'm assuming that it was something like a leak. A flood?
Well, the judges are giving it to you. It was canceled due to flooding after an ice machine went haywire.
That's brilliant.
That was
excellent.
Great.
Yes. Tied 1-1, gentlemen.
Tied 1-1. Pressure's on. Okay, Tim, you ready?
Yes.
Who is Stephen Colbert talking about in this clip?
Newly released FBI documents allege that was a mob informant. He must have joined MSNBC as part of the witness protection program.
Do you know who he's talking about?
Yes, that would be the Reverend Al Sharpton.
That is correct.
Yes, it
Reverend
would.
Al Sharpton. I love that story.
That's a great
the
story.
The rat friend.
Exactly.
Rat friend.
Exactly. Why did he know and when did he know it?
Exactly. Okay.
You ready, Brian, to try to tie this thing up or no? Well, it doesn't matter if you're ready, actually. Here's your question.
No way out.
Listen to this joke first, and then I will ask you the question on the other side, please.
Just for something to do, I announced that I was retiring, and I'm hoping now that I can hang on long enough so my son can take over the show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly the moment I made the decision to retire. A couple of months ago, cue card boy, Tony Mendez, cue card boy close to his 80s, he came to me and he said, I'm sorry, I just can't print the jokes any bigger.
Okay, here's the question. Who is speaking, Brian, and who will be taking his place?
Well, Mr. Letterman, one of my favorite late-night hosts.
Me
and
too.
One of my other favorites, but not for late-night hosting. It's going to be interesting to see how he does, Mr. Colbert.
That is correct. Are you a little anxious about that? We were discussing with Emily Rooney a few minutes ago, whether you can make the transition from fictional character as host to actual normal human being with wildly great sense of humor. What do you think?
I think it's going to be interesting, but I think he could stay in character perhaps for a longer period than people are giving him credit for. I think it might suit that show for him to have a little bit of that edgy character, political humor.
Have you guys done these late night shows?
Yes, we have a few.
What have you done?
We've done Conan. Conan is a great friend of ours. He's the best. We've done Conan a number of times. We've done Letterman twice.
Wow.
We did Jimmy Kimmel, actually, the first time I was ever on television. We did Jimmy Kimmel.
Who's your favorite? You don't want to say because you're worried you won't be invited back?
No, absolutely not. No, Conan, I mean, Conan's the guy that, you know, is waiting in our dressing room for us when we show up. Mm. You know, we love doing the other ones. And we did Craig Ferguson as well. You know, doing Letterman was a benchmark for us, but Conan is like a buddy of ours.
When you get invited on Colbert, can you get me tickets?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Did you see any like superstars in the waiting room or anything like that?
Charlie Sheen was on the last
really?
Time we were on.
Was he
yeah.
behaving?
Yeah, he was fine. I mean, he was just in his room the whole time.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know...
Charlie Sheen and the Dropkick Murphys. Yeah. The mind boggles.
But I mean, we're seven just the most normal people ever. So our reaction to these celebrities is the same as your average Joe's reaction.
Yeah.
So we're making sure that we're not in our dressing room so that when Charlie Sheen walks by us, we're all staring at him.
Well, by the way, the most embarrassing moment of Marjorie and my collective lives is we went to the Charlie Sheen show. At the Aganis Arena.
I remember reading like live tweets of that or something.
Oh my God. It was the most painful experience
bad.
Of yeah. all time.
I think he was under the influence.
Now it is 2-2 at the end of one round. Were you, I am told, were kind enough to agree to play a little something for us. Is that true?
Full disclosure,
yeah.
Jim.
Yes, Tim.
In the email, mm-hmm. it said, will you bring your guitar?
Oh, there it is. I see it.
Sure. So I brought it.
So
as far as what I'm going to do with that. Now, hey, I'm a professional.
You are.
So yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay.
But I'm not sure exactly what that thing is going to be.
Yeah. Well, do you want to put it in your lap, and then we'll ask another round of questions, and then you'll do something with it? Is that a deal?
Okay.
Fine.
Sure.
I think Jim has to get his wallet out. He's a professional. He didn't do these kinds of things.
You can ask him a question in the interim, because it is tied 2-2, Marjorie.
It is tied 2-2. Okay. Where are we? Oh, we are at What Scourge is Affecting the American Southwest. Here's the tape.
It's a part of prairie life in the West. But this year, they're not just an iconic symbol. They're a true menace.
I had a couple delivery people call the house saying they couldn't get to the front door because the front door was blocked.
After a freeze in November, the broke off and took off.
They looked like sheep running across the prairie because the whole prairie was alive.
Okay, this is a hard one. Do you have any idea, Tim, what that scourge is they were talking about that's affecting Southwest America?
Helps him think.
I'm going to use context clues here and say tumbleweeds.
Wow, that is very impressive. An unusually dry winter led to an overwhelming amount of it the brushy menace.
Okay, now
I had no idea.
Brian, the pressure's on. You have to answer this really quickly so we can hear Tim play. You ready?
Go.
What's Jimmy Fallon talking about here?
There's a computer that affected two-thirds of all the websites on the internet. And so security experts are warning people that they need to change all of their internet passwords. Then my mom said, no problem, just change my password to 123457.
What is Jimmy Fallon talking about
the
here?
The virus.
You know the name of the thing?
Can't get it.
Do you know the name of the thing, Tim?
Mm-mm.
Neither of them do the same, but does he get points for this, judges? You have to decide. They're giving you the point. Oh, they gave you half a point. Appears.
Yeah, I'm behind. I'm behind. That was by half.
Is it over? Is the heartbeat over?
No, it is not.
Back?
Read Hiawatha Bray yesterday is frightening.
So we have to stay off. We can't buy anything for several more days, I guess.
Now, before we get to the bonus round, not only did he bring his guitar as requested, it appears he is ready to actually do something with it. Is that correct?
Well, what would you like me to do is the question.
Well, what do you do with it?
Normally, I just play it. Things don't really come out of my mouth so much while I'm playing it.
Mm-hmm. You can play
whatever makes you happy will make us happy, Tim.
Sing something. We'll harmonize.
Well,
no, we won't.
Do you want to sing something? What kind of traditional song could we sing part
anything
of? Or something like that,
let me
you know?
Just think what you guys cover.
We're
talking about the Dubliners in the dressing
about,
room.
How about we do a verse and a chorus of the Wild Rover?
Go for it. I'm in.
Okay, we'll start with a chorus.
No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I've been a Wild Rover for many's the year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold and great store. I got a chance to drop kick mode. Never will play the Wild Rover no more. No, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more.
Donovan and Tim Brennan.
Do they still need
great.
A T-shirt salesman for the upcoming tour? I'm
you
there.
Work your way up. That's what you do.
I'm there.
Yeah, well, Tim, when you said you learned how to play all these Irish instruments, was just when you were just a kid, you just kind of, was your family into the music, or how'd that happen?
It's when I was a teenager. What happened was when I was in high school, I grew up listening to punk rock and stuff like that, and when I was in high school, my sophomore year, I had an English teacher who he was young. He was right out of college, and he was into the same kind of music. And one day he brought in – he knew that I also dabbled a little bit in traditional Irish music. One day he brought in the Pogues tape, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Mm-hmm. And that changed my entire life.
One of the greatest recordings.
Oh, unbelievable. So
still.
I went home and absorbed that. And meanwhile, he was giving me some other stuff. One day he showed up and he said, here's this new band. I think you're really going to like it. This record came out. It was Dropkick Murphys Do or Die, the first Dropkick Murphys record. I had never heard of them before. This English teacher of mine in high school is the one that turned me on to him. He also knew how to play the tin whistle. And so one day he gave me one and I went home and started playing along to the Pogues record on the tin whistle. And once I learned all those songs, I decided I wanted to try to learn other instruments. A friend of mine had an accordion in his basement, so I asked if I could borrow that, and I took that home and subsequently gave it back to him about 2 years ago. I learned how to play songs on that, and it just sort of went from there, and I just sort of picked up every wacky instrument I could so that I could play along to all these different songs, because I wasn't in my room listening to rock and roll anymore. I was listening to these, the Chieftains and trying to figure out how Paddy Maloney played the whistle that fast and stuff like that.
Did you ever figure it out?
I could go about half his speed, I think. Yeah.
That's the voice of Tim Brennan. The other voice is that of Brian O'Donovan. Now, this is the bonus round, gentlemen. Since it is tied, this will decide today's winner. Since today's theme is Irish Spring, we're going to ask you about the fragrant bar of green soap, which is called Irish Spring. First, let's get in the spirit if we can.
You're a strong man, Brian.
Aye, am I too strong?
Then shower off with Irish Spring.
Okay, speaking of Brian, in this round you will ask questions
of
Brian O'Donovan, Marjorie Egan.
Okay, here we go, Brian. Irish Spring was created in 1972. Until the 1990s, there was only one scent. It was known internally at the company as what? I'll give you three choices. Ulster Fragrance, Erin Go Breezy, or Shamrock Bouquet?
Yikes. What marketing guru came up with those names? Shamrock Go Breezy.
Nope.
Okay, you
nope,
can steal this.
Nope, you
want to
try? You want to give a guess?
Can you give me the two options one more time?
Yep, Ulster Fragrance or... what did
Erin
you say?
Erin Go Breezy.
I said Shamrock Go Breezy, isn't it?
No, Shamrock Bouquet. You
kind of combined two of them.
I know.
Well, I'll give you the three of them. Because Ulster Fragrance, Erin Go Breezy, or Shamrock Bouquet.
Well, well, now I don't know what the choice is.
He said Shamrock Bouquet. It's A or
B. He combined two. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that is B, Erin Go Breezy.
Okay. It is not. It is Ulster Fragrance. Yes. It's the first one, so I'm sorry,
Ulster
you guys.
Fragrance.
So
don't we have one of those wah-wah-wah sound effects? What happened to that? There it is. Thank you
so
very
much. So
we're
both still tied, right?
You are, but yes. Here's where you can break into the lead, Tim Brennan. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Which of these is a true Irish spring slogan? A, smell like you're worth exploring. B, if you're lucky enough to have Irish spring, then you're lucky enough. Or C, get your clean on. Is it A, B, or C? Tim Brennan, please.
I'm, again, going to go with B.
That would, again, be wrong, actually. Yeah. And now it is either A or C, a great singer and host of Celtic Sojourn. And that would be Brian O'Donovan. What is it, A or C?
I'm going to go with C.
That is also wrong. Now,
what?
Can you believe they actually said this? Smell like you're worth exploring.
I'd buy Irish.
What does
spring?
That have to do with?
We have no idea. That's the creepiest.
So they were
creepy.
Talking about Erin Go Breezy, but then they settled on. But then they settled on smell like you're worth it.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We only have 40 seconds. Let's call it a tie. Can we call it a tie,
we'll
gentlemen?
Call it
is that okay?
Fine. We're going to have to come back then.